Hello, I'm Veronica Erskersbrick, Vatican Radio. Cardinal Prosper Grech was chosen to give the cardinals a meditation in the Sistine Chapel on the first afternoon of the conclave. The chapel is a familiar place to this Augustinian cardinal. In fact, the order of the Augustinians is responsible for the running of the three pontifical sacristies. And as a young priest, Cardinal Grech spent 3 years serving there, including during the conclave to elect Paul VI, becoming the last person to hear this cardinal's confession before he became the successor of Peter. You described the Vatican earlier on as a golden cage. So you're going to step inside that golden cage? You're going to be locked in there once again?
Well, I was locked in there for over 3 years. We had a room just outside the Sistine Chapel, and in fact, we were in charge of the sacristy, which belonged to the Augustinian order. Sort of, you know, I was in charge of the Sistine Chapel and the treasurer's therein. Sort of living in there, having Swiss guard clicking their heels every time you pass. It's beautiful, of course, inside, but sometimes I just wanted to go out of the country and breathe fresh air.
You've served under many popes, beginning with Pius XII. Tell me a little bit about the popes you were closest to, your strongest memories of some of them that you'd like to share.
Having served then with Van Lierde in the Vatican, one of our duties was to, it still is, to keep the sacristy. That means where the Pope's vestments are. And for every papal function, we used to go down and, dress the Pope. Anyway, you know, with all his copes or chasubles or whatever it is. There were two brothers, Augustinian brothers, and myself, who supervised in a way. And then we assisted at the altars. So we knew Pope John personally in that way. Sometimes he used to, you know, address a good word to us and give us his blessing.
That's John 23rd.
John the 23rd. Then he died, and we were inside the conclave. And I remember I was in the Vatican corridors once, and Paul VI, during the conclave, said, "Are you the conclave confessor?" And I said, "No, I'll go and call him." He said, "But can't you hear my confession?" I said, "Well, all right, come in." So we went to the San Matilde's, it's what called in those days, the chapel in the Vatican, heard his confession, and after a couple of hours, he was Pope.
And you were listening there to Augustinian Cardinal Prosper Grech. I'm Veronica Skersbrick.